Blog Talk Radio.
I shall impersonate a man. Come, enter into my imagination and see him. Bony, hollow-faced, eyes that burn with the fire of inner vision. He conceives the strangest project ever imagined, to become a knight-errant and sally forth into the world righting all wrongs. His name, Don Quixote de la Mancha. Hear me now, the bleak and unbearable world, how base and debauched as can be. And the knight, with his banners all bravely unfurled, now hurls down his gauntlet to thee. I am I, Don Quixote, the Lord of La Mancha. My destiny calls and I go. And the wild winds of fortune shall carry me onward, oh, whithersoever they blow. Whithersoever they blow. And wizards and servants of sin, all your dastardly doings are past. For a holy endeavor is now to begin, and virtue shall triumph at last.
Welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book. My topic tonight is senior fellows. Every time I see a senior fellow, I see a senior BS artist. Whoever created that title really had a big ego. I just was looking at some life news. It's very sad. Lifenews.com, they track all the kids that are being murdered in the country. And here are the top stories. Mississippi governor signs ban on abortion after 20 weeks. Hey, that's great, man. They can't kill them after 20 weeks. Wait till God tells them that they shouldn't have been murdered on day one. Energy plant in Oregon. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I just talked about this the other day, that in British hospitals they're burning babies for heat. And here's an energy plant in Oregon burning aborted babies from Canada to generate electricity. Oh, man. Mom grabbed six-week-old daughter by the feet, slammed her head into the ground, killing her. Woman thanks God for her abortion because she wanted to fit into her skinny jeans. More pro-life news. Mother arrested for murdering her three disabled children, including twin boys. Abortion clinic coupons. You can save $15 at killing your baby by liking their Facebook page. No wonder Americans don't know life begins at conception. They don't know basic science. Oh, isn't that the truth? I couldn't believe it was something we... Oh. We got a relative that's first year or second year college. Do you know he doesn't know how to address an envelope? He's in accounting. He doesn't know how to address an envelope properly. and he's got good school grades. Abortion clinic coupons. No wonder Americans. Newborn baby recovering after found in trash can wrapped in a grocery bag. I survived an abortion, so when did my life begin? Before, during, or after birth? Here's one that's a little scary, and it's going to cost them. Rand Paul, not changing any laws on abortion. Life at conception is a personal belief. So Rand Paul is out of the running in the my voting capacity. Family remembers father who drowned, saving his son with Down syndrome. Oh, my God. Taxpayers paying Planned Parenthood to enroll people in pro-abortion Obamacare. Actress Olivia Wilde gushes over her unborn baby but still thinks abortion's okay. Abortion activists vandalize pro-life display at University of Miami. Be glad they're only tearing up cardboard, usually it's limbs. Mainstream media completely ignores woman dying from RU486 abortion drug. 67 British doctors who signed blank forms authorizing abortion face no discipline. New Oklahoma law protects patients from losing life-saving medical care. And that's it. And then they got little babies that are growing. But they do. The British Columbia Catholic Herald newspaper reported it's in addition this week that the remains of aborted and miscarried children from the Canadian province are likely being mixed with everyday trash and sent to an energy plant in Oregon. Well, you think you get somebody up there right now? That's got to be against other humane practices or inhumane practices. An energy plant in Oregon is burning aborted babies, reportedly. How sad, man. So, having now depressed you, I will cheer you up. We'll go to a tune, and we'll live it up.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to read you some of the blogs from Walid Ishubat and Ben Barak. Since Shubat.com revealed the details of an explosive story involving the Clinton family's ties to terrorists, more leaked photos have come into our possession that prove more Muslim Brotherhood infiltration of Capitol Hill. At issue is the leadership of the notorious mosque's stark connections between terrorists and U.S. politicians. The Dar el-Hijra Mosque is a well-known hornet's nest for terrorism. The explosive nature of figures known to have either served the mosque as imams or attended was recently trumped when Shubat.com revealed a photo of Muslim Brotherhood spiritual leader Yusuf al-Qaradawi, in attendance at the mosque. The man he was joined with in the photo may be the key to unlocking many of the mysteries surrounding the actions of major U.S. politicians over more than 20 years. His name is Bassam Aswani, and he was the mosque's chairman both before and after the 9/11 attacks. In this leaked photo, Aswani is seen with a man named Khalid Safouri, a co-founder of the Islamic Free Market Institute with Grover Norquist, who also founded Americans for Tax Reform. Good guy, bad guy. The relationship between Safouri and Norquist is well documented. What has not been documented is the extent of the relationship between Aswani and Safouri. As Shubat.com reported in the past, a 51-page letter was sent to a prominent Washington, D.C. attorney, Cleta Mitchell, in an attempt to justifiably refute her defense of Norquist and his colleague Suhail Khan, a stealth jihadist, while smearing the author of the letter. Both Norquist and Khan served on the board of the American Conservative Union, which Mitchell served as chairman. Cleta Mitchell, have to watch out for her. In the letter, Norquist's name appears 100 times and Safouri's name appears 39 times. The name of convicted terrorist Abdul Rahman al-Mudi, who was shown to have provided seed money to the Islamic Free Market Institute, appears in the letter 87 times. The name of Aswani does not appear at all. When one zooms out of the photo of Aswani and Safouri above, al-Mudi appears along with U.S. Congress rat and flag burner Representative Jim Moran, a Democrat from Virginia. Jim Moran, people of Virginia, in the sacred name of Robert E. Lee, what the hell are you doing electing this puss to any terms of office? Individuals who have attended Dar el-Hijra, the mosque Aswani served as chairman, include three of the 911 hijackers and the Fort Hood jihadist Nidal Malik Hassan, who served at the mosque. Imams who have served at the mosque include Anwar al-Aliki, Hassan's spiritual mentor, was taken out by a drone in Yemen, I think it was, and Mohammed al-Hanouti, an unindicted co-conspirator in both the first World Trade Center bombing in 93 and the Holy Land Foundation trial. My friends, you've got to cleanse the temple of the money changers. Washington is just a big treasury pot for bribe takers, and they take terrorist money, they take Chinese money, and they take American money. They're equal opportunity bribe takers. In photos first released on Shubat.com, Shoebat.com, it was revealed that an individual with terrorist credentials outweighing all of them also attended the mosque, Muslim Brotherhood spiritual leader Yusuf al-Qaradawi. It's long past time Americans demanded answers. I want to know why that dirtbag Moran from Virginia My God, Virginia, what are you doing? You're going down the toilet too? There is much more to come. There's much more to come. Okay, so there's a little scoop. And you want another little scoop? And this one's not in the news yet. It may be just a rumor, but I heard it from a source that never is wrong. Two European countries have been buzzed by Russian fighter jets. I believe, I'm guessing because I'm doing this from memory and I'm not quite sure, but I believe one country that rose up to meet the Russian jets was France. And I definitely know that the other one, I remember being told the other one was Holland. Okay? So this guy is toying with everybody. Now, if you turn to the guy that's John Bolton, if you turn to his latest rant, he says that China is watching everything carefully that's taking place in Russia and the Ukraine, and they intend to make some moves themselves. Now, you think about that, and how are you going to deal? Oh, this is what else my friend told me. That in war games where they, do the battles on video, confronting Russia, China, and Al-Qaeda, in every scenario that they run, we lose. That's our government's war games, our Defense Department's war games. In every scenario that they run, we lose. So you just think about that and then ask yourself, are you going to have to tip the cab driver when he takes you to the front because you just got drafted at gunpoint? Yeah, that can't happen, right? No. You see that big cloud on 911, 2001? You see those people running? You know, suppose that was a nuke. Huh? How far would they have gotten? So, support. Hillary Clinton's support for Muslim Brotherhood explains why no one can name her accomplishments. The short answer to the question why Obama administration officials and sycophantic left-wing media pundits are having so much difficulty naming Hillary Clinton's accomplishments is rather simple. Accomplishments are in the eye of the beholder. As a Muslim Brotherhood sympathizer, Hillary accomplished quite a bit. However, since that doesn't sell too well, it's better to say she hasn't done anything. Terrible, man. Here are some of his other headlines. The largest exhibition ever held in France to promote Mecca. Why silent majorities stand up to tyrants, bullies, and big mouths. Palestinian unity government with Hamas is now official, but peace is impossible. No, they all got to go Christian. You want peace in the Middle East, you got to go Christian. Man in Muslim garb attempts to Islamify Easter Mass in France. Texas parent supports teacher's confiscation of second graders' Bible. It's all about eradicating Jews. The PA Hamas coalition agreement translated. Orthodox Jewish scholar says Jesus resurrected on a Sunday. Muslim gangs steal the homes of Christian families. My guess is that's Syria. Let me take a look. Muslim gangs in Iraq have been entering and seizing the homes owned by Christian families who have been driven out of the country by the Muslims. William Wadha, head of the Baghdad-based Hammurabi, a human rights organization, reported. Most of them are afraid of submitting complaints to the government because they do not believe they can protect themselves if they file a lawsuit. The Christians in Iraq are being treated as subhumans because they are not Muslim. Countless Christian girls have been raped. Numerous of them have been beheaded and executed by these devils. But there is something you can do about it since. There's an outfit called Rescue Christians. Is working with Sister Hatun Dogan, who has rescued and tended to many Christians in and from Iraq. It is really sad. It is really sad what's happening to Christians throughout the world. Yep. And I'll tell you something. You may be falsely labeled. You may die for Christ, and you might not be Christian. Yeah, it is really sad. There is a new comment on liberals' announced plan to purge Christians. Now, this is from the West. Just because someone who fights for what they believe in is no reason to try and destroy them, such as a statement as the ones Hitler made before he started exterminating the homeless, the homosexuals, the gypsies, the infirm, and let's not forget the Jewish. Okay, I don't know what the comment was, but that was the response. Oh, and there's another news from my friend. There is a well-known and accepted rabbi from the Ukraine who is in New York tonight. And he is going to tell the world that it's the Russians behind the Jewish persecution in the Ukraine. And we'll see what happens on that issue. And here's some stories on, let's see who this is, Liberty Alliance. Are Jews in eastern Ukraine being told to register with local authorities? Does video game violence equal aggressive behavior? Kars sings Dylan to Son of God. School forces standardized test on autistic child in spite of parents' objections. Ooh, I got to read that one. I don't like it when kids get the... Where am I going to find this thing here? There we go. North Forsyth Middle School in Cumming, Georgia, forced the state-mandated high-pressure standardized test on a student with autism not once but twice. Ignoring pleas and warnings from the parent to exempt the child from such assessments, this begs the question, where do parental and individual rights end and the government control begins? Justin Wheeler, an eighth grade special needs student at North Forsyth Middle School in Cumming, Georgia, went to school Wednesday with two letters in his hand to the school from his mom and a note pinned to his shirt that read, "I refuse the CRT. It is my right to refuse based on my parents' wishes. The ACLU and media have been notified and sent evidence of your intent to violate my rights." Oh, man, are they going to make the kids pawns? They kill them in the womb, and they kill them in life. These notifications from Justin's mom, Stacy Lee Wheeler, also included repeated letters, phone calls, and emails asserting her parental rights and individual rights to opt Justin out of the Georgia State's standardized tests. Oh, man, we're in trouble. We're a nation coming apart at the seams. What are we going to do? How are we going to make it right? How are we going to save 47? You know, 4,700 babies die today, right? You know that. Every day, 4,700 babies die. Planned Parenthood kills 3,000, and the rest of the chop shops take the other 1,700. Yep, that's how sad it is, my friends. That's how sad it is. When are we going to see the light?
Cared much for moonlit skies, never winked back at fireflies, but now that the stars are in your eyes, I'm beginning to see the light. And I never went in for afterglow or candlelight on the mistletoe, but now when you turn the lamp down low, I'm beginning to see the light. I used to ramble through the park, shadow boxing in the dark. Then you came and caused a spark, that's a four-alarm fire now. I never made love by lantern shine, I never saw rainbows in my wine. But now that your lips are burning mine, I'm beginning to see the light. I never cared much for moonlit skies. I never winked back at fireflies. But now that the stars are in your eyes, I'm beginning to see the light. And I never went in for afterglow or candlelight on a mistletoe. Now when you turn the lamp down low, I'm beginning to see the light. You know I used to ramble through the park, shadow boxing in the dark. Then you came and lit that spark. That's a four-alarm fire now. I never made love by lantern shine. Never saw rainbows in my wine. Now that your lips are burning mine, I'm beginning to see the light.
Don't let the media take your eyes off of what's important. Don't let them steal your focus. You know that's what they do. That's a big tactic. Obama's terrorism failures. This week, the Drudge Report has linked it to an explosive story in the London Daily Mail newspaper that reports that the Benghazi terrorist attack would not have occurred had Barack Obama not switched sides in the war on terror. The report indicates Obama's support for al-Qaeda-aligned rebels fighting in the Syrian civil war prompted the attack, adding to previous allegations that the U.S. was using the Benghazi diplomatic outpost to help arrange for the funding and arming of the al-Qaeda-aligned rebel fighters. And this is the Mail Online. Benghazi attack could have been prevented if U.S. hadn't switched the sides and allowed $500 million of weapons to reach al-Qaeda militants, reveals damning report. $500 million of weapons for al-Qaeda, and the only thing they're sending the Ukraine is MRIs. Yeah, buy yourself a sandwich while you're getting gunned down. The Citizens Commission on Benghazi, a self-selected group of former top military officers, CIA insiders and think tankers declared Tuesday in Washington that a seven-month review of the deadly 2012, the draft is coming back, folks. You don't believe it, and you think you can protest against it, but you're going to have no choice because the bullets are going to be flying over your head. 2012 terrorist attack has determined that it could have been prevented. If the U.S. hasn't been helping to arm al-Qaeda militias, hadn't been helping arm al-Qaeda militias throughout Libya a year earlier. The United States switched sides in the war on terror with what we did in Libya, knowing, facilitating the provision of weapons to known al-Qaeda militias and figures. Claire Lopez, a member of the commission and a former CIA officer, told Mail Online. The report reaffirms that it was more important than ever for us to step up our ad campaign, alerting the American people to the truth about the Benghazi scandal. Hillary thinks it's going to be buried by the time she seizes the throne, including the cover-up and lies by Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton. Do not let those four Americans who lost their lives on that fateful night, the anniversary of 9-1-1, and you weren't ready? My God, that's like being asleep on guard duty. Swept under the rug by Democrat politicians. There's no more Democrats. They're all communists. And Moran from Virginia is the biggest one. As a matter of fact, I think he's listed. Check me out on this. I think he's listed as one of the 70 congressmen that are registered members of the Socialist Party. If you go to the Socialist Party website, they list all 70 members in Congress. I got a feeling Moran is one of them. What a pig. What a rat. If he's got Gaelic ancestors, my God, they must be spinning at 7,200 RPMs in the Fenian graves. Oh, my God. Nothing worse than an Irish traitor. who don't want the American people to know about the lies and the cover-ups. I'm still waiting to see the interview of the guy that survived on the rooftop with the two, Daugherty and what was the other guy's name? I forget the other guy's name. But this guy survived, and they give him a lie detector test every day to make sure he hasn't talked to anybody. And they move him from hospital to hospital, and they change his name. And we haven't heard a peep about him. And the media is not looking for him either. Yeah. So they're running an ad. Click here to see the Benghazi TV ad. So they're running a Benghazi TV ad. So probably if you just Google Benghazi TV ad, you'll see it. You won't see one made by Clinton unless they show the guy that made the 50 witness porn, Mohammed porn video. Here's a comment. Let's see what this comment is. Oh, it's a girl that's defending Obama's birth certificate. And and here's what one of her critics says. There's a trial that could expose Obama as Kenyan. It's postponed until after the midterms. And this woman is defending him. So this guy comes back, or a girl comes back and says, best to ignore Ellen. She is nobody who likes to cause, she is a nobody who likes to cause trouble. She has a large word program filled with stuff she copies and pastes over and over. When she sees, she rattles someone's cage, it makes her day. Well, I'm not in a cage. I'm in a tire. I'm in a Michelin. I live high. Okay. Want to buy some folding tables? Could Ukraine spark World War III? The real danger in the centennial of the First World War, 100 years ago this month, April 1914, was no one thought there could be a war, but war began. I wrote a letter to Khatami from Iran when he was elected the president. And I found his hometown, and I figured the letter might get through. About 6 months later, it came back. But in the letter, I told President Khatami, because at the time, they said he was simpatico to the students, but he was just playing a good guy to lure in the suckers. And they found out, they got a rude awakening when they woke up and the Baji were beating them in their beds. So, but at the time, I reminded him that one Serb with two bullets murdered like 14 million people. One Serb with two bullets murdered 14 million people. If whatever the count was for World War I, one guy with two bullets started it. So that's why Obama's trying to get everybody's guns. Yeah, unbelievable, man. This is from Newt Gingrich. The real danger in the Ukraine. Gingrich to me is any opportunity he'll take advantage of it. But as a his debating skills are superior to all his opponents, I would have loved to have seen him up against Obama. Obama wouldn't have come out on round two. He would want to do it over the phone with his staff. Gingrich would have mopped the floor with him. Yep. But yet Gingrich couldn't get on the ballot. In what state? Virginia. They wouldn't let him on the ballot. So, are those the same people that elected Moran, the socialist, the flag burner, the hot-headed gambler? Yeah. Well, you want to know what in Russia we are dealing with the largest country in the world geographically, a country that possesses thousands of nuclear weapons, plenty of ballistic missiles, and a ruthlessly determined leader motivated by nationalism and an imperial drive. My friends, I got to tell you something. We cannot elect mamby-pamby leaders on either party. Both parties have to wake up. If there's anybody that's not a communist left in the Democrat Party, you got to wake up. We need a military man for president, because he is going to have to make split-second life and death decisions, because World War III is coming and we're all invited, and the next war is not going to be AK-47s and RPGs. It's going to be nuclear in Ukraine, and we're not ready for anything like that in Ukraine. We were more ready in the 50s. Remember when we put God in the Pledge of Allegiance and now the communists want to take it out? The greatest generation put God in the Pledge of Allegiance. In Ukraine, we are dealing with an ally that fought alongside us in Iraq and Afghanistan, and a nation now threatened with conquest by a much stronger neighbor against which it cannot defend itself. Those poor bastards, you know, he'll exterminate everyone there. He'll come in, they'll give up, and then all of a sudden they'll start disappearing. Stalin made a lot of people disappear. In Europe, we're dealing with a continent that for more than half a century has relied on the United States to guarantee peace, security, and freedom. We have kept that promise through NATO, the alliance that war in Eastern Europe threatens seriously to undermine. And in the United States, and China is watching what Europe does, we are dealing with a nation weary of war after more than a decade spent in Iraq and Afghanistan. And Obama has signaled the world, don't count on the United States because I'm not helping anybody. And the public wary of more armed intervention abroad. We need a national debate. Debate, the time for debate is over. Time for action is there. A retired former NATO commander, General Wesley Clark, and his colleague, Dr. Philip Carber. Wesley Clark ran for president on the Democrat ticket. He is an errand boy sent by clerks to collect a bill. Marlon Brando would have killed him as soon as he saw him. The Obama Pentagon has adopted a position of Wesley Clark, I wouldn't send that guy for ammo. I wouldn't allow him to carry one wounded man back to the tent, to the Red Cross tent. Yeah. And Pentagon has adopted the Obama Pentagon, you know, he relieved a lot of good generals. The most combat experienced was McAuliffe. And I wish McAuliffe would run for president. As a matter of fact, Brad Pitt's going to make a movie about McAuliffe. Now, I wonder if they think that McAuliffe is presidential material and this movie will destroy his chances. Are they going to Sarah Palin McAuliffe? I hope Brad Pitt has pangs of conscience, and I hope he gets a little feeling of being an American for a change instead of a Hollywoodian. So while the United States has sent thousands of meals ready to eat to a country that is an agricultural exporter, the administration has refused. This is like sending Churchill's bust back to England. Do you know what an insult that was to the English? Do you have any idea? Churchill is almost a saint in that country, even though they didn't reelect him. That's because they went communist, and are they sorry? Instead of sending military supplies to Ukraine, we hear talk of more sanctions. Yeah. You want to sanction somebody, sanction the Middle East. Tell them you're not going to buy their oil anymore. You're going to bring it out of the ground. The Keystone Pipeline, are you kidding me? You're letting one man, we're like little children here waiting for a sweet from the president. Please, Mr. President, give us a goodie bar. Yeah, couldn't you let us have cheaper oil, Mr. President? Oh, I'm sorry. You have to pay. I just raised your taxes. I'm going to go hog wild. Homeowner shoots burglars, now on trial for murder because they were two teenagers. You want to see what teenagers can do to adults in Africa? You want to see what an 8-year-old boy can do with an AK-47? He's a child. Yeah, he's a child. And whoever groomed him to be a murderer should be dragged by their tongue for 100 miles. Okay, Hillary's shadow campaign underway. Oh, who knows what evil lurk in the minds of men? Hillary Clinton do. She the shadow. Yeah, an unprecedented champagne campaign. And look at that big smile. You'd smile too if you made $600 million in office. Yeah, started out in a little crappy job in Arkansas. I fooled them suckers. They were paying me $25,000 a year. You think I was going to live on that? Nah. We'll kick the can down the road. That's what we'll do, and we'll pocket the money. We start at 450 large when we get champagne contributions. President the Clinton's White House Deputy Chief of Staff, Harold Ickes, who was an advisor to the Super PAC. My friends, I'm telling you, you lost your vote the day you let these champagne contributions buy the politicians. And the Congress is pleased. They're up to 15% of the country trust them. They're up over 4 points. Isn't that something? What a team. It has raised over $4 million, mostly from small donors. Yes, okay, take this million and spread it around. Tell everybody to send $10. And has accumulated over 2 million names of would-be supporters. We have their email addresses and their Twitter handles and their hashtags and all that that goes along with it. It's quite amazing, he told National Public Radio, a communist front group, a KGB station. A second PAC, Priorities USA, will be a vehicle for the big money donors if she runs. What happened to the blood clot? I thought this woman was half an invalid. She couldn't testify about Benghazi, but now she's testifying. She's testifying to the Lord. I'm a good woman. I never hurt anybody that got in my way. That's different. Yeah, with Hillary. Oh, man. You want to hear what the comments are? I hope that the conservatives sweep the Senate and the House this fall. We have to have that, I believe. You know, many people think if we don't get it, there's going to be revolution. I believe that would be the only thing that would keep her from entering the race. She would be a lame duck coming in, and I don't think she could live with that. Too big of a head and backside. Yeah, let's give her the Harry. Let's give her the Harry, what's his name? Dirty Harry. Harry Reid. Let's give it a Harry Reid cheer. Boo! America, if she gets the White House without the Republicans controlling Congress, we are screwed. God help us. The atheists sure won't. Here's Arliss. You won't have to live in the shadows to support this lying bee. Yeah, go ahead and run the Red Queen, Democrats. If you win, you get the country. Be careful for what you wish for, though. You will get it. Is Christopher Stevens' picture going to be on her bumper stickers? Oh, man. Hillary will wisely wait until after the November elections to announce whether she will or not. But waiting and just flirting with the idea, she prevents other Dem candidates from raising money and getting themselves squashed and poo-pooed by the media, because Hillary is being set up as a savior, just like Obama was. Over-the-top hype to vote for Hillary will be the Dem strategy. And she will use Obama's mass of land crew to fool, cheat, bribe, and promise Nirvana to get elected. You get Hillary phone next. Hey, it could happen, and America will no longer be the country we love, and she will continue Obama's destructive path of ruination. Another empty suit with no accomplishments and a Pandora's box of secrets, too. I believe you are correct. Clintons are far too savvy with politics to not have a strategy to shut out other Dems. I refuse to buy into all of the Hillary hype. The Dems and the media are trying to convince everyone she is running and will win, so they keep on keeping on. However, nothing is written in stone, and she could easily lose if she does run. Shadow? What shadow? when Hillary moves into the spotlight, her wide load makes extra wide load. Correction. Makes the whole stage go dark. Like the dizzy broad hasn't got enough, and she now going after the low information voters' money. She's not asking for a kickback of the welfare benefits these people take from us, the taxpayers. I think the shoe queen needs an audit. Oh, man. You audit the Clintons, a lot of people are going to jail. Yeah, you got to explain $600 million. You got to explain a trip to Kazakhstan to introduce a Canadian businessman to the president of Kazakhstan and make the biggest uranium deal known to the mineral people. Yeah. And I think the commission for the president was, initially it was like about 67 mil, and then it went up to 300 mil. Oh, yeah, he's got a lot of splaining to do. First thing, I would hold that accounting audit. What do they call them when they, it's a combination of autopsy. It's like an autopsy audit that they go in and they dig for everything, man. They have a name for it. I can't remember what it is. They do a root canal on all your assets. And they should hold it at the Clinton Library and check all the books for money. Hillary is so self-absorbed, she actually thinks she's qualified. She's got to come back and testify about Benghazi. That blood clot story is fake. I want to see all the medications she had to take. I want to see the doctors and nurses' reports on how she was treated. I want to see x-rays. I want to see, what's the other one, where they put you in the tunnel and scare the hell out of you. We have already seen that being the best at lying does not provide us. What does it matter? What does it matter how they died? Yeah, we certainly do not need a more accomplished stranger to the truth who lives in the world of our grand existence. She really thinks God is impressed with her. Give us a break, Clintons. Take a long vacation. Take Obama with you. We need a break from persons running for office. My friends, one term per termite is all they should be allowed. No matter how good they are, you turn them out after one term. One term per termite, $1 maximum champagne contribution, whether you're GE or you're Joe the Plumber. $1 is all you can give. And stop this bribe raising. You go to vote, your vote doesn't count because there's a guy sitting next to Obama that's handing him $100 million or $100,000, and he expects something for his money. And you don't count. And is that the way you were raised as an American, to believe that crap? This is your country, and you're letting all these pigs trough down in the Oval Office and in the House and in the Senate. One term per termite solves many problems. And then, if you really want to have some fun, make a list. Entitle it, If I Was President, or If I Could Pass a Law, and here's what you put on the list. How many agencies could you do away with and still run the country? Or how many agencies do you really need to run the country? She has already proven she's presidential material. I hope Benghazi hangs around her neck like a rotting albatross and the Republican candidate never lets up on her for a minute. She'll crack. She will crack. The hacking of the Constitution with reference to abolishing the Electoral College opens the door for a dictator for life status of Barack Obama. My friends, this cannot happen. If you think that you're losing your country and you don't want to see bloodshed in this country, you have to sign a petition to impeach this president and his Department of Justice, Guma. Yeah. Redoing the Constitution means nothing to the Democrats, and the will first do away with the Electoral College, then the 22nd Amendment, and it's all being done under the guise of fairness. Hillary Clinton's opponent will be none other than the lawless prevaricator in the White House now. He is an unknown, and he beat her soundly, and dictator for life has always been his goal. After all, Obama knows more than the Supreme Court, the present Congress, past Congress, who passed the laws, and he only follows the ones he likes, along with his SS trooper, Eric Holder. And Pragmatist says, Dim 159, you have so many fears and hatred for Obama. How do you sleep at night? It's easy. It's love of country is a lullaby. So having said that, we will now turn for a tune and see how much time we got left. We got 8 minutes and 42 seconds. We do a little, oh, wait a minute. I got 2 new tunes I uploaded. And let me see where they are. Okay, we're going to go to this old heart of mine because it's being broken by the communists. Let's see. Where is it? I don't have it. I don't have it. I swear I thought I saw it. Maybe it's... Okay, let's find the other one. The other one was... the other one was the... this is the Harry Reid song. The Eric Holder song. The Bill Clinton song. The Obama song. Obama song. Congressman Moran. The Rat.
Cause
blog back. A blog back to Ellen the Democrat. And this guy says, or girl says, Barack Hussein Sotero Sobarica filed for school loans to Occidental, Colombia, as a foreign student. If this is true, then either he is Indonesian with no dual citizenship, or he obtained the loans fraudulently. You can't have it both ways. Also, when you try to forge a document like his White House posted birth certificates with typefaces that can't be reproduced on a 1961 document with a 1961 typewriter, things don't add up, like turning. This makes all the corrections, no seal, no attending a test, possession of a forged document also like his Selective Service card is a high crime and felony, an impeachable offense. All those executive orders reversed. All those judicial Supreme Court appointments gone. Reverse Obamacare? Who cares? Ellen, grow a brain. You lost this one to Sheriff Arpaio. That's all true. I'll tell you, there's enough counts to impeach him. And before bloodshed runs in the street, blood runs in the street, it's better to impeach him. Before any American dies under this hoax, it's better to impeach him. It's better for the country. Here's one. I said somebody was talking about the outrage of the police. They ran a Get Friendly, I think it was a Twitter site, and they asked everybody to tweet good shots of friendly police in New York City, and the left got on it and destroyed it, and they sent all police brutality pictures. So I went to the blog and I said, this is nothing. Wait till Russia, China, and Al-Qaeda come. Who are you going to call? And one guy came back and said, Ghostbusters. But this guy said, they're already here. And he's right. They are already here. Yeah, maybe the one guy, like the Boston bombers, and there's stuff coming out about the Boston bombers that the FBI knew. The FBI knew. And the Boston Herald knew. And the Boston Herald printed this story way before it happened. And they were ignored, and the source was ignored. Everything is a cover-up in the USA. Truth is dead in the USA. Beware of somebody who tells you they love you. Beware of somebody who says, you and I are of the same cloth, and we got to stick together, because he's going to get you. And this guy says, time to cut off the head of the snake and start at the top. Yep. That's a, is that a metaphor? Is that what they call it, what the big guy, big worried people say? Yeah. Big problem. Democrat surges in key states. Yeah, they're having a tough time beating this guy Pryor, Mark Pryor. And the conservative Republican candidate is Tom Cotton, so he's in trouble already because he's a conservative. He'll get no help from the Republican Party, the Rhino Party, who are building a monument to George Bush. It'll be bigger than the statue of Stalin. Yeah, I mean Jeb Bush. Jeb. And now the media is going after his family. Yeah. And that's typical. That's typical communist tactics. And what party is the Communist Party? It's the Democrats. Give your profile a makeover. No, I won't. New comment posted on New York, a PD Twitter campaign goes horribly wrong. I am more worried about the terrorist in our government than any of the others. He's the one that's going to open the gates of the city. Yeah. We need Mia Love. She's a black girl. She's a conservative, and everybody loves her. And that's fantastic. That's fantastic. I wish Johnny Mathis would run for office. You know, you get what you get, you know. He's a great guy. And you know what? There's an expression that the Italians use. It's called never poop where you eat. Dogs don't do it. And Johnny Mathis lived up to that Italian slogan. Okay, so John the 23rd and Pope John Paul the 2nd, they're going to be saints. Oh, that drives me. Oh, man, I tell you. You know what's bad? When somebody throws something anti-Christian out there and then the Christians start fighting among themselves, it's like scraps to dogs. That one attacks the Catholics, the other attacks the Episcopalians and the Lutherans, and we're all back to splinter groups. And the sinister secret of CoQ10, we don't need to know about that. Let me see if I got something here. Impeachment. Mass cattle graves uncovered on the Bundy Ranch. Feds leave behind mass cattle graves on the Bundy Ranch. You know what? Oh, my God. Oh, I didn't know it was this many. I only thought it was a couple. They got pictures. What a bunch of bastards. How did they kill cattle? What, did they not cooperate? Oh, and they destroyed the water troughs that the cows drank out of. Oh, so maybe some of them died of thirst. Nice. That's your government at work. And don't forget, Social Security has, I think, 1.5 million bullets. Hollow point, you know, because they break up and they tear more skin, more flesh, more bones, more and more meat and muscle. You know, the hollow point, Social Security needs them. You know, the senior citizens, if they get another cut, they'll all be rail thin. Maybe that's coming next. Instead of going to the gas chambers, they're going to just get you in your own house. They're going to starve you out in your own house. Yeah. I often joked and said that they're going to, you know, the villages down there where all the senior citizens retire in Florida, they're just going to cordon it off and gas everybody and tell them they were saving Social Security. Holder to expand clemency criteria. Cow killers. Bundy family claims feds killed cows. Will euthanize be the buzzword when they return for the Bundys? Why not just call them fetus? Throw them in the party of death. War on children. What a party, man. Selling drugs. They sell drugs to their own children. Charge them 30% tax. Yeah. We're in trouble. I'll go back for a tune. We're out of time. Let me see if I got this tune here. This old heart of mine, we got it for you, baby. We're closing. Say a little prayer for the guys who have forgotten in the military. Ask God to give them a raise because this government. Pray for their protection.